Welcome to Bedhampton Church. Contact us at www.bedhampton.church. But for now, let's continue that journey with this input.
Well, as I've already said, today we're going to continue our occasional series looking at the hymns that we sing and the scripture connections and what that might mean in our lives. And because it's summer, we've not only got one this week, we've got one next week as well. And as I said earlier on, "It Is Well With My Soul" is our hymn for today, and we'll sing that just before communion in a moment. Of course, it's a classic, isn't it? Written by Horatio Spafford, who was a businessman in Chicago in 1870. He was married to Anna Larson, and they had four children, and he was an elder in his church. He was also friends with the well-known evangelist of the time, Dwight Moody. There's one for you to look up when you go home. And all was well in his life. Then in 1871, there was a great fire which wrecked Chicago, and Horatio Spafford lost most of his business. But that did not stop him and Anna seeking to help others who had lost even more in the fire. But by 1873, this work of helping others led to ill health. And so they decided to, as a family, come to England and to meet their friend Moody. At the last moment, Horatio was delayed by business, and so he sent the family and Anna ahead of him. You can almost guess what I'm going to say next, can't you? Sadly, the ship which they were on, the Ville de Havre, collided with another ship and sank. 226 souls were lost, including Anna and Horatio's 11-year-old, 9-year-old, 5-year-old, and 2-year-old daughters. Anna was the lone survivor from the family, and she sent from Liverpool a telegram with the words, "Saved alone, what shall I do?" Of course, Horatio headed straight for Liverpool, and it was on that trip that he was called to the captain's cabin. The captain informed him that they were now passing over the watery area graves of his daughters, which prompted him to pen that now famous hymn that we will sing shortly. "When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to know, it is well with my soul." So that is the story of our hymn and how it came to be written. But it didn't end there for Anna and Horatio. Their life seemed to be one of never-ending tragedy, actually. There were many more to come their way, testing their ability to say, "It is well with my soul," in the toughest of times. Much like Job, they were continually tested. So when it comes to looking at scriptures and the links with our hymns, I've already mentioned Job and the parallels of the Spafford's life and Job's life that seem to be there, continually tested and yet seeming willingly to say, "It is well with my soul," about their God. Then, of course, there is an abundance of connections, actually, with this hymn. You could pick almost any psalm out, couldn't you? Many psalms cry out to God, like Psalm 146, which ends by saying, praise the Lord, my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. Like I say, many psalms seem to cry out to God, "Why has this happened?" But then they continue on towards the end to praise him even in the bad times. Even some of the modern hymns that we sing have that. There's a great Matt Redman song which talks about praising God in the highs and the lows of life. The psalm that was read so well by Anne, Psalm 42, is one of my favourites. "Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Saviour and my God." So we have the story of the hymn. We have many connections to Scripture. But as we move into our connection with this hymn, I think the gospel is the thing that speaks to me most about it. Jesus is heading towards the cross and sits with his dear friends around him. He knows that when he hangs upon the cross, all will look as though it is lost. We sit this side of the resurrection, so we have the insight to know that actually all is not lost, but the disciples are yet to journey through those valleys before they reach the elation of resurrection. And Jesus knows what question they're going to ask when he hangs upon the cross, doesn't he? The same question that echoes down through the centuries, through the Spaffords, through countless other people, and into our own lives. Why, when we follow God, do bad things happen to good people? So Jesus says to them, in a little while you will see me no more, and then after a little while you will see me. Are they any the wiser? I think our gospel was clear, they don't seem to be, do they? Their soul will still be downcast when that time comes, no doubt. Do they have any answers about why bad things happen to good people? Not really. I mean, Jesus could have given them a deep theological reason and explanation about why good things do, bad things do happen to good people. But deep theological truths are not known for bringing peace to the soul. For that, we need hope, which is the answer that Jesus does give them, isn't it? I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world. It is hope in Jesus that enables us to say, it is well with my soul. It is the hope that despite being told we will have trouble, it is well with my soul. The God who loves you and I says, it is well with our souls when we put hope in him. Do not be downcast. Take heart, he says, I have overcome the world. Which is why even in the darkest of times, we can pray for the courage to actually say, it is well with my soul. Amen.
You have been listening to Bedhampton Church. Our prayer is that this helps you journey with Jesus and serve your community by sharing God's love and friendship. Subscribe and join us for more discussion at www.bedhampton.church. All material Creative Commons copyright. Contact us for more details.